My name is Yifei Mao. I'm an assistant professor of finance in the Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration as part of Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. My research centers around innovation, venture capital, entrepreneurship, and hospitality. One primary theme of my studies is on the role of venture capital in the economy. Venture capital has been an important driver of U.S. entrepreneurship, technological innovation, and economic growth. My study focuses on how VC financing creates value for entrepreneurial firms and what determines the success of VC financing. A second theme of my research is on how to motivate technological innovation. While innovation is crucial to economic growth and firms' competitive advantage, it is difficult to promote innovation. Given that innovation entails long-term and high-risk investment, often in intangible assets like human capital, and results in unpredictable outcomes. My work focuses on what economic factors are crucial for spurring innovation. In a recent study, my co-authors and I investigate the effect of labor mobility on venture capital investment. Well, in today's world, human capital is emerging as a crucial asset for a firm. The employees possess intimate knowledge of the firm's operations, of its trade secrets, and in particular, of its innovation. This knowledge is lost when employees leave a firm. Therefore, labor mobility could largely affect the startup productivity and VC's propensity to invest in them. We use a staggered adoption of the inevitable disclosure doctrine as an exogenous shock to labor mobility. This doctrine prevents a firm's employees who have knowledge of the firm's trade secrets from working for its competitors, and therefore reduces labor mobility. We find that the reduction in labor mobility leads to a drop in the innovation productivity of employees as it hampers inventors' incentives to innovate. As a result, following the shock, VCs are less likely to invest in affected states. This effect is more pronounced when human capital is more important to startups, when VC investment is more uncertain, and when VC's monitoring costs are higher. To mitigate this adverse effect of reduction in labor mobility on startup innovation, VCs stage finance startups more and syndicate more with other VCs. However, VCs cannot completely eliminate the negative effect of restricted labor mobility. The restriction of labor mobility still leads to fewer successful exits, especially in terms of IPOs. As a result, VCs tilt their portfolios to states that did not adopt inevitable disclosure doctrine. So our paper speaks to this effect of labor market frictions on the private market investment.